Today is Monday, January 25th. What to know about the timing of the historic second impeachment trial against President Trump, what's happening today, and the next steps. And more new policies from the Biden administration today, tackling the transgender military ban and a Buy American mandate. Also, we'll explain why tens of thousands of protesters filled the streets in Russia, even in freezing temperatures. Plus, tributes for two legends who died over the weekend, another record-breaking launch from SpaceX, and which two teams are heading to the Super Bowl and what to expect from the big game. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today begins the next phase in former President Trump's second impeachment. The House is set to hand over the article of impeachment to the Senate by this evening. Now, as you know, it charges Trump with inciting the violent mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. Normally, once the House sends impeachment papers to the Senate, the trial can start right away. But Senate leaders from both parties made a deal to delay it 2 weeks. Top Republicans say they wanted these 2 weeks to give President Trump time to prepare his defense. And Democrats agreed for other reasons. They say it would let the Senate make some progress on confirming President Biden's cabinet nominees and potentially passing the next COVID-19 relief bill. Plus, they say in that extra time, more evidence could come out about what led up to the Capitol riot. There are still some logistics to figure out, though. For example, Senate leaders still have to decide on whether to allow witnesses to testify and how long they'll give each side to present their case. Overall, lawmakers say it's likely this trial will be shorter than the last one, which went on for nearly 3 weeks. Either way, it will make history. Remember, no other president has been impeached twice, and no former president has ever been put on trial. By the way, since the impeachment trial is bound to stir up even more tensions in Washington, D.C., Politico reports about 5,000 National Guard troops plan to stay in the capital city through mid-March, just in case. Today, Janet Yellen is expected to become the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary in the department's more than 230-year history. The Senate will likely confirm her nomination today. On Friday, senators already confirmed retired Army General Lloyd Austin to become the nation's first Black Secretary of Defense. And Lloyd has already put a new rule in place. He's now requiring senior Pentagon officials to send him reports detailing their efforts to prevent sexual assault and harassment in the military. As the AP notes, reports of sexual assault in the military have gone up steadily since 2006. Also, when it comes to the military, ABC News says President Biden will likely issue an order to allow transgender Americans to serve in the military once again, undoing the Trump-era ban. And finally, the White House is calling today Buy American Day. The president is expected to sign an order to ensure government agencies buy more from American businesses and workers. The Government Accountability Office says overall, federal agencies spend nearly $600 billion a year on contracts for goods and services. So experts believe Biden wants to make sure almost all of that money is spent here in the U.S. Stay tuned. Tens of thousands of Russian protesters took to the streets over the weekend, even in the dead of winter. They're showing how upset they are over the arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's main rivals. In fact, he was severely poisoned last year and believes Putin was behind it, though Putin denies it. Well, Navalny returned to Russia just last week and was immediately taken into custody. Fast forward to Saturday, protests were planned across 90 Russian cities, including one in Siberia, where temperatures hit negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Some are calling this the biggest showdown in years between Russian authorities and critics of the Russian government. Police and protesters clashed in several places, and at least 3,500 people were detained since authorities called the protests unlawful. The Biden administration has since released a statement about the whole thing, condemning the Russian government, and it's calling on Moscow to release people who were detained for, as the U.S. puts it, exercising their universal rights. And that includes Navalny. To that, the Russian government accused the U.S. of meddling, but says President Vladimir Putin would be willing to talk with President Biden about it. To be continued. It's now been just more than a year since the first COVID-19 case was diagnosed in the U.S., and now more than 25 million Americans have been infected. Experts say the true number is likely even higher. Meanwhile, new strains of COVID-19 could be making matters worse. You'll remember, at first, the version first spotted in the UK and later found in the US was considered more contagious, but no more deadly. Well, new British data is showing that might not be the case. It might actually be up to 70% more contagious and about 30% more deadly. Still, the UK says this research is not totally conclusive yet, and CDC scientists here in the US are working to learn more. Either way, studies showed the same precautions, like wearing masks and social distancing, should help control the spread of this newer strain as well. And the current vaccines should help too. And get this, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he expects 85% of Americans to be vaccinated by the end of summer. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Ritual. I love these multivitamins because I don't have to worry anymore about what's in my vitamins that I take every day. With other types in the past, there always seemed to be synthetic fillers or other shady extras, or they were bad-smelling horse pills that I ultimately avoided taking. But Ritual fixes all of those problems. First, Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients and forms our bodies can actually use. In fact, Ritual is really transparent about this stuff. You'll always know where your nutrients come from thanks to its one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. On top of that, the pills are actually fresh tasting. And Ritual vitamins are now available for women, pregnant women, men, and teens. I've been taking Ritual vitamins for a while now, and I love that I get free shipping and they just show up at my door each month before I run out. You too deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The game is set. The Kansas City Chiefs will face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this year's Super Bowl. Both teams won their conference finals yesterday. This makes 25-year-old Patrick Mahomes the youngest quarterback in history to play in back-to-back Super Bowls. You'll remember he led the Chiefs to become the Super Bowl champs last year. And on the other side, the Bucs quarterback is 43-year-old Tom Brady, who will be playing his 10th Super Bowl. That's the most of any player in NFL history. It's worth noting, too, the Bucs will play the Super Bowl at home in Tampa, Florida. Never in history has a Super Bowl team been given home field advantage. But this time, the host city was picked before we knew who was in the big game, partly because fans are still allowed in stadiums there. 22,000 fans will be able to watch Super Bowl 55 in person. The NFL is giving 7,500 of those tickets away for free to vaccinated healthcare workers. And we'll talk about what's happening to the rest later in the show during Money Monday. Everyone else can watch on CBS Sunday, February 7th. In the NBA, fans are coming back to Miami with the help of some coronavirus-sniffing dogs. Yep, the highly trained dogs will use their incredibly powerful noses to screen fans for COVID-19 at Miami Heat games. Until now, the Heat was only allowed a handful of guests to show up, but the AP reports, starting this week, about 2,000 regular fans will be welcomed back as long as they can get past the dogs first. That said, if someone is allergic to dogs or afraid of them, they'll be able to skip that part and take a rapid COVID-19 test instead. By the way, the idea to use these dogs is not completely new. They're also being used in certain airports in the United Arab Emirates and Finland, and some trainers say they have near-perfect accuracy. Tributes are now pouring in for two legends in their fields, broadcaster Larry King and Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. First, Hank Aaron passed away on Friday at 86 years old. He is considered one of the greatest Major League Baseball players of all time. He played from 1954 to 1976, mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves. And by the time he retired, he had 755 home runs under his belt. That was a record that would stand for more than 30 years. That said, Aaron faced intense racism throughout his career because he was black. He worked as a civil rights activist, though, and encouraged young black athletes to stay in baseball. Before he died, Aaron said he hoped he would be remembered as a great baseball player and even greater human being. The Braves said he died peacefully in his sleep, although no cause was given. The world is also saying goodbye to iconic radio and TV host Larry King. The 87-year-old died on Saturday in the hospital where he had been fighting COVID-19 for the last few weeks. King's career spanned more than five decades. The AP estimates he conducted about 50,000 on-air interviews, which included guests from all walks of life. Over the weekend, everyone from former President Bill Clinton to Oprah Winfrey shared their memories and sadness about King's passing. SpaceX had another record-breaking launch. Its Falcon 9 rocket launched 143 spacecraft into orbit. That sets a new global record for the most spacecraft ever sent into space on a single mission. They were all satellites of different shapes and sizes, and expect to see more and more launches like this moving forward. Yesterday's mission was all part of SpaceX's so-called rideshare program. It's meant to give government or commercial satellites a ride into space at a relatively cheap rate. For the first time in months, someone actually bought a winning Mega Millions ticket. This time it was worth more than $1 billion. That's the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. No word yet on who the winner or winners are, but we know it came from a Kroger store in a Detroit, Michigan suburb. By the way, the Powerball lottery finally saw a winner as well last week. That one was worth $731 million, the fifth largest jackpot in lottery history, and someone in Maryland bought that winning ticket. Neither the Mega Millions or Powerball lotteries had seen a grand prize winner since September, and that's why they ballooned to such huge amounts. Now the estimated jackpots are back down to $20 million. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now exclusively on BlueNile.com. But when they're gone, they're gone. We all know the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about how going to this year's Super Bowl could cost more than ever before. Of course, Super Bowl tickets are always notoriously costly, but this year it's even more so, since the pandemic means fewer tickets will be sold overall. Only 22,000 fans will be allowed in the stadium. And remember, we told you 7,500 of those tickets are going to healthcare workers. So that leaves only about 14,500 tickets for everyone else. Plus, even though the supply is low, demand is still very, very high. It got even higher last night when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made the cut, since the game is happening in Tampa Bay, so Bucs fans won't have to travel. At last check, the cheapest ticket available on Ticketmaster cost about $10,000 plus fees. And for good seats, prices go up to nearly $38,000 per ticket. Ticket IQ says that makes this the most expensive game it's seen since it started tracking data in 2010. And believe it or not, they'll get even pricier as the game day gets closer. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.